the kids and experiencing financial freedom for the first time in their lives. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. AJ and Jill started a home business using the 3-Step Plan. After just a few months, Jill was finally able to be a stay-at-home mom. No more daycare, no more working all day at a job and then coming home to housework at night. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. A few months later, AJ joined Jill at home, and now they work the 3-Step Plan together. More time for family, less worries about money. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545.
Where your opinion counts.
Michael Savage.
Evenings 6 to 9 on News Talk 870. KROA. Where your opinion counts.
Next up, a feature brought to you by Dr. Yi-Wing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi-Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yi-Wing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great, Dr. Tong.
Thank you. Well, as we had mentioned last week, we will only be airing on KRLA for the next 2 weeks, and we will actually be transferring, moving to KRLA's sister station starting June 4th, which is in 2 weeks, June 4th of 2005, to KKLA 99.5 FM. Same time, same day, Saturdays at 3:30. So please come and join us. We will be presenting cases, as always, proving that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And meaning cured, we mean that your symptoms will be eradicated, they will be eliminated, and you will not have to use drugs or surgery to sustain this. And also, you will not need our treatment forever in order to maintain this cure.
And you won't have any symptoms.
Right.
Again, the station is 99.5
FM. This is
FM. FM.
KKLA.
99.5. So jog those down. Tell your friends, okay? I'm sure that some of our listeners are not listening to us every week. So if you know somebody who knows, listen to our show, tell them about this news.
Mm-hmm.
KKLA, 99.5 right. on Saturday, same time.
3:30 p.m. And that will be starting in 2 weeks, June 4th.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Anything else we want to talk about?
Well, you know, we can. We also have a couple of cancellations which we didn't try too hard to get patients because there are a lot more things that I want to teach you guys. And basically, the most important thing that we'll talk about the Ferraro report and more case histories. Mm-hmm. Basically, for the listeners out there, we need to repeat this again and again. Symptom versus cause. You cannot repair any problem by only covering the symptoms and not treat the real problem. If you have a leak underneath a wall that causes a dirty wall, you cannot call it multiple wall stain syndrome and make it sound like a disease that caused a dirty wall. The dirty wall is the layman's term. The multiple wall stain syndrome is doctor's term. And when you use term like this, it confuses the public thinking that is the cause of the symptoms. Just like I'm treating a patient right now, just finished treating a patient right now. She said she have multiple system atrophy. It's so stupid, this term. Okay, you pull out a term like this, being a neurologist or a specialist, the patient will think that is the cause of her problem. It's not the cause of the problem. It is her problem. It's just a medical term. Okay.
It's basically saying what she has, but it doesn't say why she has it.
Exactly. Why she has it, all problem, whether it's in the body, in the society, in the company, has to do with circulation blockage. In the body is circulation of blood. In the society is circulation of traffic. Because those are the things, the circulation of blood, the circulation of traffic is what provide the food, what provide the law enforcement, and what get rid of toxins. So when that get blocked, you have problem. Now what caused the blocking of the circulation of blood? What caused the blocking of circulation of traffic? Is qi. Because qi is what the life force in the human, in the blood, is what pushes the blood, is what manipulate the traffic flow. Okay, so what caused the qi to be blocked? Qi, by definition, is your emotion, your mind. So when you have a lot of emotional stress, okay, then you have traffic jam along the meridians, which is your antenna to receive you into the body. Okay, so that's one cause. The second cause is our lousy diet. Okay, so those are the root causes, the diet and the stress. And finally, and not the least, are the pollutions. The pollutions from the air,
right.
Water, and food.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, the pollution given, the drugs given to you by your doctors, by the MDs, by the DOs, by all the people who promote using drugs forever.
Mm-hmm.
Use drugs forever, nonstop, should be illegal because it harms you. There's no benefit by giving anybody something the body never need. Okay?
For acute symptoms, yes, for a very short amount of period of time,
and you really need it, okay, for humanitarian purposes, okay.
And for emergencies, they help. But
exactly.
For using it chronically, that will, in the long run, harm you more than help you.
That's right.
If you have any questions, give us a call at 866-870-5752. Again, the number for questions right now, our lines are open, is 866-870-5752. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664.
Well, basically, okay, let me continue, okay? Basically, there are two ways that you can repair a problem, whether it's a disease in the body or a problem in a family, in a corporation, or in a society. Okay, one is covering the symptoms, okay, forever. This way, you cannot stop doing the repair work, such as the plumber will give you a can of paint to repair this multiple wall stain syndrome, that you had to paint over the water stain once a day.
Mm-hmm.
No one in the world in the right mind.
The wall will continue to be wet and rot.
Yeah, wet and rot. And then not only the wall, the rest of the structure will rot because the leak is not repaired. Okay, the same thing for your disease, your pain, it caused by circulation blockage. Your atrophy is caused by the same circulation blockage. If you do not repair the circulation blockage, your body will continue to rot. You will pain over it and pain over it, and nobody will pay a plumber to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if you say, oh, I'm going to conduct a whole bunch of scientific study to find out which kind of paint is best. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you double blind it and make sure both group the age factor, the other factors. It means nothing because your repair is not acceptable in the first place.
So why don't you explain your treatment and how your treatment repairs and restores health?
Okay. There's a second way. The second way is to restore health, to restore independent function of that system. Whether the system be a human body or system be a group of people like a society. In any system, the thing that restore order is this energy, the life energy from our mind and spiritual realm. Okay, in a body, in a group of people, we all need our mind, our living mind, our living spirit. Your body is living is because you as a spirit is entering your body. Without your spirit, your body will rot. You can pump the circulation. Okay, you can pump this and open all the circulation, mechanically pump the circulation, your body will continue to rot. Mm-hmm. Because you, your spirit, your mind, you as a spirit, are no longer there. Without that living force, okay, you will rot. So the bottom line is this life force that the Chinese call qi. Now, you can dream of any name, okay? We even though you don't know this Chinese word, it's your energy that make up your spirit. Qi to your spirit is like a molecule is to your body. Mm-hmm. So when the qi move in the blood, qi is what repair. Qi is your intelligence, your feelings. Like in a general society, you have police qi, you have food delivering qi, you have sanitation qi, you have engineering qi, accounting qi. We just call it different name. In your body, you have digestive qi, you have white cell qi, red cell qi, and T cell qi, B cell qi. So each one perform a specific function. They can only perform the function if they have enough adequate qi. A CEO can only think and repair a corporation problem only if he's not sick. He got enough qi. When there's not enough qi, they will not be able to do it. So Western medicine, no matter how many Nobel Prizes, I keep bringing this up because this is such an authoritative the prizes for the whole world, but they will never get anywhere with repairing diseases. They will never get anywhere with...
Well, they're looking very much at the physical causes of symptoms rather than why.
Not only that, the physical has no causes. Physical doesn't cause that. It's a...
Well, the physical manifestation.
Yeah, the physical manifestation, the symptoms.
So they're looking at the genes, they're looking at cloning stem cell, but if you don't have the qi, it doesn't matter what kind of stem cells you clone, if you don't have the energy, the life force to sustain it, it doesn't matter. If you give, you know, the right gene to a dead corpse, the corpse is
not going to
be alive.
That's exactly what I'm
going
to say. You put it in a dead person, okay? It's not going to work.
Right.
So that body need to have...
This is a very fundamental... What do you call it? Fundamental. Oh, I'm at a loss for words.
Concept.
Today. Concept. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Here's the point. Okay. Even though it's something that new to us, new to our eventually, you have to learn it. I'll guarantee you. You mm-hmm. have to learn this concept.
But this has also been, you know, talked about. For instance, when you talk about matter, there is the particle and wave form. There are two forms.
That's right.
That cannot exist at the same time.
No, they exist.
They exist,
simultaneously.
Excuse me,
but
you cannot be observed.
Experienced
at the same time.
You cannot be awake and asleep at the same time.
Right.
It's an oxymoron. Okay.
So the particle form is the physical.
That's right.
And the wave is the energetic or spiritual, as we talk about, which is not emphasized enough in science.
Yes, exactly.
Because
okay.
it's difficult because you can't see it.
That's right. Okay, mm-hmm. Because Western science, as we know it. Okay. We only know about the physical world. We have a couple of callers.
Yes, let's get to Jacob from Los Angeles. Our callers are here. Is Jacob there?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Jacob. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to call in because I've been a patient of Dr. Tong's for a while,
mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let everyone know how powerful and effective his treatment is.
Well, thank you, Jacob.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us what you do?
I'm a filmmaker.
Okay.
Yes.
And give us kind of a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong.
Well, before I came to Dr. Tong, I've been having some problems with like a very, very low physical and emotional energy. Mm-hmm. Also, very cold limbs. My hands and my feet were getting very cold. And my regular doctors really couldn't do anything for me, and they couldn't really tell me exactly what was wrong either.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I had been going to an acupuncturist too, actually, I'd reached the end of his effectiveness also.
How long have you been getting acupuncture?
I would say for about a year.
One year.
Yeah.
Yeah. How often?
Maybe like once a week.
Okay. Once a week for a whole year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard about you on the radio, just
yes.
like many people out there listening today, probably.
And they don't believe me.
I really did. Like, I was just one of those people out there with a problem that no one else could fix, and there was something about the way you were talking about health and about your treatment that made me think, well, it's at least worth a try, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us what happened after the first treatment?
Well, the first treatment, I came to you for... what I felt like were, physical energy problems and problems
yes.
of coldness or whatever. But you also told me that you'd be able to make me happier.
Yes.
Right away, and I didn't really believe that.
I sound like used car salesman.
Yeah, I was skeptical of that claim. But I have to say, that's actually probably been the biggest effect of your treatment.
Oh,
absolutely.
I'm much happier now. And able to maintain that, too, through all of your advice about nutrition.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because, Jacob, you don't come for treatments very often. How often do you come for a treatment?
Gosh, like, it's not even once a month anymore.
Yeah. Only when you get stressed out.
When I get stressed out and I'm not eating well, you see.
Okay,
Exactly.
So, Jacob came three or four times in the beginning, and then you tapered it off after that. And how are all the so you had low energy, also
yes.
prostatitis? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And then the cold limbs—they call it Raynaud's phenomena.
Yeah.
Lung problem, chest
That's
pain,
right, yeah.
shortness of breath.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my problems again, like maybe after going to the doctor several times, they could give me a name for it, but they couldn't really give me a treatment.
That's
right.
exactly what I'm trying to say. They put a name, a fancy
right.
name, but that represents your complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, so you think because it's a fancy name, that's what caused your problem. No, you're just repeating what you tell them and then charge you a whole bunch of money. That, to me, is deception.
Now,
no good.
Jacob, were you taking any medication before you came to see Dr. Tong?
No, I wasn't really.
Okay, so...
I mean, like, one of my doctors told me I could take, excessive niacin or something to, like, to deal with the coldness problem, but it just made me blush.
Exactly, okay? You get hot in your face
everywhere
except the area that you're cold.
Right, right.
Because that area, your circulation is not open.
Mm-hmm.
The niacin won't get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say also that before I had your treatment... I was curious about things like qi and whether they, really existed or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done things like meditate and do a little bit of acupuncture before I came to see you, but I've never felt my qi as much as I have since I've had your treatment and
right.
since I've been following your dietary advice.
Yeah, uh-huh. You are qi. You are made up of qi. Let me ask you one more thing that I want to bring up, okay? Many times you ask me to treat your kidney.
Yes.
Because you procrastinate.
Right.
Okay, so why do you do that, and what's the effect when I do that for you?
Well, let me tell you, this is something you told me about once when I was there, that the kidneys control your willpower.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another thing I was like, okay, well, we'll see.
Yes.
It's really true. It really works. When your kidneys are weak, you tend to put things off, and...
You don't want to do anything.
You don't want to do anything. And when you treat my kidneys, I come home and I'm ready to, like, tackle everything that's on my desk and then
great.
Some. So.
I am not kidding. I have experienced this for many years because my kidney was weak and I procrastinate all the time. And one of the reasons, okay, is that the area on my house that affect water affect my kidney. And that area was an old swimming pool in my house and the water did not move until I fixed the swimming pool. My kidney always weak because the bigger environment affects the smaller body,
right.
And we are controlled by the energy around our house. Okay, so that's what we call feng shui, and you can really improve it by doing not only in the body but also surrounding area. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jacob, overall, your energy, motivation, how about the coldness in your limbs? How's that?
It's just so much better. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, occasionally, when I'm stressed out and mm-hmm. also not eating well,
right.
It'll come back, but then I'll try to eat better.
And how long did you suffer from these symptoms?
Gosh, like at least a year or two.
A year.
Like,
and you're young. You're a young guy,
yeah.
Pretty healthy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, supposedly.
Yes.
For these problems that my doctors couldn't fix but only give a name
yeah.
to, but then you guys have fixed them, so.
Wonderful.
Yes. Also, I could kind of notice that you're much more outgoing since you saw me. Is that true or not?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, in the beginning, probably because you're too tired. You know, when you're too tired, you don't want to do anything.
Right. So his real self doesn't come out.
Yes.
Well, Jacob, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks, okay?
Thanks for sharing your story. It's
okay.
You're
right.
Really helping other people.
Thank you for helping
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was just Jacob on the line. He's been with us before a few months ago. He suffered from very low physical and emotional energy, cold limbs, as the Western doctors would call it, Raynaud's phenomenon, depression, prostatitis. He's been seeing Dr. Tong for a few months now, but very rarely, once a month, if not that.
Yeah, more than a few months, but he only come when his lifestyle and eating wrong and
right.
he got sick, he comes to me and one or two treatments.
He's doing so much better.
Yeah.
You can hear a difference in his voice. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. All of our past radio shows are archived. If you're just tuning in, we'd like to remind you that starting June 4th, we will be on KRLA's sister station, KKLA, which is 99.5 FM, same time, same day, Saturdays at 3:30. Okay, let's get to Scott from Pasadena. Is Scott there?
Yes. Hey. Hi.
Hi, Scott. Welcome to our show.
Yeah. Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
You want to talk to us about Dr. Tong's treatment?
Yeah. You know, I've been very pleased to say that I've seen some improvement. I had three treatments with Dr. Tong, and each time I felt a measurable improvement in my condition.
How did you hear about us from Pasadena? We don't broadcast that far away.
I think on the radio, but also in circles of other people that have actually, you know, heard about you too.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yes.
And what did you suffer from, Scott?
Well, you know, I have migraine headaches and mm-hmm. also some back and joint issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a roofer and I have a variety of conditions.
Yes.
You know.
Uh-huh. And how long were you suffering from this for?
I'd say about 10 years now, plus, perhaps. You know,
10 years.
Over 10 years, more than likely. I can't give you exact dates. But
and were you on medication at all for it, or?
I've tried a variety of treatments,
mm-hmm.
and including the modern migraine, you know.
The medication, like Relpax,
right,
Imitrex.
That I have now, but anyway, or that I've tried recently. But anyway, yeah, I'm trying to get away from that alternative. I mean, the alternative Dr. Tong offers, I think, is the best I can find. I mean, after all these years, mm-hmm. I've been seriously looking for answers for the last 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And in that time, Dr. Tong seems to have the most, you know, I don't know how to say it, I think the most agreeable approach.
And effective, correct?
Right.
So you've had three treatments. How are your migraines now?
Well, I haven't had one this week, which I'm very happy to say.
Good.
Wonderful.
I was there 2 days ago, or Wednesday. I saw Dr. Tong on Wednesday, and he
mm-hmm.
treated me. And I feel as though, you know, I'm on the positive path here.
Wonderful.
I also asked you to stretch and then do more.
Right.
And really test it.
Yes, sir. I did work. I haven't been able to... Well, you know, there are certain conditions that I exacerbate when I do heavy lifting and
yes.
types of work. So I've kind of conditioned myself to avoid it because of the you know, the...
The pain.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to be, you know, there's repercussions when I do it, I guess. So anyway, what I'm saying is I'd like to believe that I'm on the right path because everything mm-hmm. so far is telling me I'm in good mm-hmm. shape now.
Is your back pain better? How's your back pain?
I mean, I haven't had any injuries in the last few days. I had a treatment on Wednesday, like I said, and I haven't suffered any injuries. And I've worked, and, you know, again, like I said, I've had episodes where I've really thrown my back out and stuff, and since that hasn't happened since then, I feel very positive. The treatment he gave me on my back has limbered me up and given me the ability to...
Wonderful.
yes. to move better for sure. Definitely that's, improvement there.
That's great.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you.
Yeah, for thanks for calling, Scott.
Yes,
well,
we really
thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Tom.
Yes.
Have a
you're
wonderful
welcome.
Weekend, okay?
You too.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Just to remind our listeners, starting June 4th, in 2 weeks, we will be on KRLA sister station, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be on the FM dial again in 2 weeks, 99.5 FM. Tell your friends, join us. We'll be on at the same time, same day, Saturday at 3:30. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. All of our past web radio shows are archived there. Join us one last time next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Dr. Tong, MD. It's brought to you by Dr. Yi-Wing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA. Where your opinion counts. Thanks for being a part of this extravaganza that we call the Weekend Magazine. We have Elmer Dill's Good Life Report. It is next on News Talk 870 KRLA.